Remember when I said never mind me? I take it back. Echo's seriously out for blood and I could use backup. They killed my face staff.
Tempest spotted Caprice's silvery figure in a plaza at the far end of the boulevard. So did others.
I see you. I'm close. On my way.
Me too. Why are they after you? Long story short, the ancients say Fall OD'd on phase armor and powered up so much they blew up their Earth by accident. And Echo thinks I'm going to blow up mine too. Which I totally won't. Most of my friends live there.
They blew up their own Earth?
Among others. That's what this is all about. Matrix Eclipse, the realm shift. Echo's group is behind it all, manipulating violent species like ours to keep us from advancing too far. Echo's here!
Form up on me!
You three take Echo. The rest of us stay on the pillbugs. Let's coordinate with any Matrix teams we can find, get their help rounding up the rest.
I'm afraid, very disposed.
A trio of total ecliptics emerged from the stairwells at the end of the crossover bridge, blocking Tempest's path. The one who'd spoken, with stag beetle horns, held a struggling Commander Ying in his metallic grip. The spidery female next to him clutched Dr. Penn. A third, beetle-like one, carried a gaunt, unconscious man in a hospital gown.
Commander!
Never mind us, Agent Vajra! Stop them any way you can!
But if you can help us while you do it, that would be great!
Cease your battling!
Tempest raised his chakram. Cauldron came into view at the base of the stairs below, arm cannon raised at the ecliptics. Prometheus circled in behind them, wielding his plasma rifle.
While I admire the commander's willingness to die for her cause, I think your friend Miss Kagami would not wish to see anything happen to this patient. According to his medical chart, his name is also Kagami.
You must be Dr. Hauer. You're as slimy as Corey said you were.
Lower your weapons, all of you, or these three die!
More ecliptics emerged, closing in on the trio. The ecliptics had saved them the trouble of corralling them. Not that it did the knights any good.
Bosan! No!
Caprice hesitated for just a second, distracted by the threat to her father. It was all Echo needed to close the gap. Caprice dodged, but the phase sword slashed across her shoulder and chest, tearing through the errant mode harness. The blow knocked Caprice back, tumbling her across the plaza.
Now you can't run anymore.